We are back from recess. First order of business is previous minutes that by motion this morning were moved to the definite time of now.
Move to approve minutes from February 11th, 2013 with corrections.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve County Commission minutes dated February 13, 2013, with changes. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Next issue is a Road and Bridge staff departmental update, operations, road petitions, work session. So you have our attention for the next few hours, gentlemen. And welcome everyone that's here for this meeting today. There are a number of issues that we have regarding Road and Bridge. And part of what's going to occur today is going to be an update of R&B policies and some issues that we were hopeful that we could get a better understanding of. But first, before we go into that, I know that this morning we talked about part of what's contained within Section 11.
Yes.
With P&Z and how that coincides with R&B. Would you want to go into that, Bob, for us?
The staff of both Road and Bridge Department and the Planning Department, we just wanted to get some confirmation on an interpretation of a brief section of the road standards. It's we've made you a copy there. It's on page 24. It's section 11, item number 1. And it refers to, it's just basically one sentence that it just says, all roads and subdivision approved by the Taney County Planning Commission after the adoption of the design standards shall be constructed in accordance with these standards. We've got a situation or a subdivision. It was a 38-lot residential subdivision. It was originally approved, the land use was approved by the Planning Commission in 2003, but the developer is now wishing to plat the subdivision, so he didn't actually ever have a plat approved. He just received approval for his Division 3 permit for the land use. I guess the question is just to clarify the staff's feeling on this was that since he is wishing to plat the subdivision now, and that he would fall under these design standards that were adopted in 2009. But I think the staff of both departments wanted to confirm that understanding was correct, because...
Well, I wasn't here in 2009, but that's what this says, isn't it?
Right.
The fact that he didn't have a signed plat at that time, now is wanting it... flat. There's at that time there were roads taken in the county that were 30 foot wide. Now we require 50 foot in subdivisions. There's lots of regulations and standards that we have to go by now to be able to take that in, and he'll have to. Here's the way that I look at this: is if he plans on county taking over these roads, they're going to have to meet these standards. We're not going to take over roads that we have to spend $100,000 on as a county to take into the road system. So that's pretty well the way that's the reason that number one is wrote in there that way.
Well, let me ask you a question. Subsection 3 of that section 11. Does that not clarify that nothing will come into the county system unless it meets those standards? Is that what it's referring to?
Yes. I guess at this point, the main reason we've brought this up, and I think that was the staff's feeling, but we just want to make sure we're correct on this. He was originally approved for a 38-lot subdivision. He's platted 10 lots previously. Now he's wanting to plat an additional 6. And normally what would happen before the planning staff would sign off on his plat, we would get with the Road and Bridge Department, and they would provide us with confirmation that the road was built to standards. If it was not, the developer would have the option of providing us with a bond or letter of credit for the cost of bringing those roads up to standard. But in this instance, since the initial approval was prior to the adoption of the road standards, the developer feels that he therefore doesn't fall under the guidelines of these standards. But he feels that essentially he is grandfathered or is in some way.
How's his roads now, Bob? Are the roads less than the 50 foot that go into the 10?
No, as far as the standards are concerned, he's following part of it. He has enough right of way. He has enough road width. It's the determination of the thickness of the asphalt and the aggregate underneath to make sure it's a good, stable road. He does have the ditches required. He just doesn't have enough asphalt there to meet the requirements. From what we see, I mean, it's basically all he's got is 2 inches of asphalt, and our standards require more asphalt than that on a surface street. And by the guidelines for the size of his lots, they need to be surface streets. So.
And we're looking at this really not just for this specific subdivision, but we wanted to make sure we were consistent from here on out.
With all the subdivisions.
Danny, your opinion is they need to comply with this?
Comply with what's written there. Because he took the other 10 in, I don't know what the distance is, how many homes are involved. I mean, there's lots of regulations that go into taking a road into the county system. After you take a road into the county system, it doesn't have to have snow removal. There's three or four sections that you can take a road in, and it can be taken into the county system and improved to a point where it can have snow removal, it can have chip and seal, or it can have asphalt. There's three or four different standards that are set up. If the way that I'm understanding this is Randy's thinking that the surface underneath there may not meet what we would consider standard, because we have soft spots in roads, Ron, that we have to go in, and it costs the county thousands of dollars to repair a soft spot. That's the reason that they tried to go into a standardized written road standards.
There are several different types of roads you can build depending on the size of your lots that you're wanting to subdivide. So, and it's spelled out pretty straightforward in the standards, what's required.
And in this case, he's basically constructing or platting smaller lots, more than 8,000-9,000 square foot size lots. So,
but he's in the course of platting. He's in the course of coming before you as a PZ.
Yes.
And in doing that, he needs to adhere with what rules are currently in place, the same as anyone else would be, my guess.
That was our opinion, but I think we just wanted confirmation that that was correct.
Agreed.
Okay.
Are there homes now on the 10?
There are on at least 7, I believe. Yeah, I think 7 of the 10 have homes on them.
Now, is there a cul-de-sac at the end of the 10?
That's the other
issue. That's the other issue. He's got to provide a turnaround of some type, even whether it's a temporary right now, till if he's got further planning on that, that suffices, or he builds a cul-de-sac for what's required by the standards.
And that's what we've indicated to him,
right,
is that he'll at least have to have a temporary cul-de-sac or hammerhead to allow for that turnaround.
Right. Is the access to the end of the 10 lots, does it have does he have the property acquired for a 100-foot or 80-foot, whatever's required? So
yes,
he's got that, and he's got it drew into his new, what he's presenting to P&Z to be taken in.
He doesn't have a turnaround,
drawn
in for the plat to sign off on. That part, he's got to have something drawn in there.
Yeah.
Over the years, people don't understand that when they plan on extending a subdivision, we've went in and we've had people that built to a nice standard, have put curb and guttering in, asphalt streets, everything, and then they decided that they wanted to extend the subdivision on out. When you run concrete trucks, lumber trucks, heavy equipment, and everything else across the road, there was damage done to the road because it wasn't built to county standards, and that's what Randy's concern is now, that I'm understanding, is the surface is too thin to extend a addition to a subdivision, unless there's some other access point to go in for that to all take place, the road will break all to pieces and you'll not have a county road that the entire road will have to be replaced. So that's where that's the reason that section is put in there.
We all right on that issue?
I believe so.
I think you pretty well.
Let me review the agenda that you put in front of us. So if there are those here that are interested in a particular part of the agenda, there's at least a dozen different items, so that they'll have a clue when that might fall during this presentation. First is going to be an update and discussion about road and bridge operations. Second will be road petitions. Third will be utility permits. Fourth will be entrance permits. Fifth will be bid specifications. Sixth will be road inventory for MoDOT. Seventh will be cartograph road tracking program, including project sheets, work orders, reports. Then the ARCMAC, bridges and inspections, equipment, and sign inventory. Is there anything other than what's on this list that you want me to add to it?
What's the first item you have on there?
Road and bridge operations.
I don't know if you want to remove that item. I think most of the people here are probably we don't have to stick to all that.
That's fine with me. Whatever order you want to take it. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Dan, did you want some comments before we begin this, or Brandon? Danny's going to bring up, Randy's going to bring up road petitions first, because I think that's what most people are here for.
Majority of people here for road petition. There is just something that I want to explain as what we did in the past. Now, last year, budget restraints caused us from taking in any roads. Since I've been here, 1 year we took in 13 roads because when your tax revenue is up in the 8 to 10% where we can take in roads, we take in more roads. We took in 13 one year. I think in 2010 we took in 5 because that's all the money that was available to take in at that point for the distance of road that was offered to be taken in. We reviewed, as you folks will see here, we'll review these roads, and you'll see a lot of roads that you can't understand why they're even presented, because they'll have transformers, or they'll have high lines, or they'll have ledge rocks and everything else that are in the middle of the presentation that Randy's going to present. And that's the reason that I think that you're here, is to see that what we have to deal with and what we have to evaluate after this meeting. I don't think we'll make a vote on your road today, but we will evaluate what Randy's presentation is and take in the most roads for the most benefit for the county citizens. And those that were turned over at an earlier date, say that in 2010, as we looked at these road petitions in 2011, the road petitions that come in, they'll be prioritized. If there was a transformer sitting in the easement of the road, and those people have made an effort to get that moved, because that's not the county's job to go move a transformer that power company has in, or a row of highline poles that they've put down an easement, and it's not the county's position to take those highline poles and things out. That's the people that's wanting the road taken in. I can give you one circumstance where there was $44,000 spent by the individuals that wanted the road taken in before we could consider taking it in, because it needed that much improvement. Randy come back with a recommendation that there be $2,500 more work done on the road before we could take it in, and so there was $2,500 more that it cost to get it fixed up. So those are the kind of things that, as he makes his presentation, I think you'll see many different roads, and you'll see when he's going down and traveling these roads in there, and he's got his video on, and you see a place where the road looks like it's all cracked and sunk in or something like that, that's a dig out for us. And that little old spot that's as big around as these desks and everything are could run 50 to 100 feet in it, and Randy has to estimate the cost of what, because those are soft spots that cost the county lots of dollars to dig that particular part of the road up, and may have to be dug out 6 to 8 feet deep for a long distance. And so we have to evaluate that and move that to the other end. If it's serving 3 or 4 homes, we have to move that back and do the ones that can serve the most citizens or have been there the longest and the improvements have been made. So we try to be fair as possible in our selection. And with, I don't know how many roads, Randy, you got close to 30?
We got about 25 on a spreadsheet here. I know some of the areas we have people present. I know Emery Creek, Denver and Canyon, I believe one gentleman's here. Jasmine, I think there's a lady gentleman present. What other roads are in particular?
We're all with Canyon Creek and Denver Drive, too.
Okay, all Canyon Creek, Denver. Basically, I mean, we put that on a spreadsheet for use to basically see my cost estimate, the length of the road, how many homes it currently serves, and a basic classifications that I determine whether the road be a class 4, class 5, class 6, just depending on the amount of house, the use, or what the people that filled out the petition, normally they'll fill in what classification they want it to be, and that's what I determine. So wherever you want to start, we can. What we'll do is we'll bring up a video, and we'll show you the video, and I'll have a road inspection review that you guys can read along with. that shows you some basic information on the roadway. So just whichever one you guys want to start with would...
Why don't you just start down from the top and go right on down as far as the...
Okay, well...
So what you're going to do, you have a video presentation. You're going to walk us through what each road looks like?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, Kathy, bring up... Let's start with Canyon Creek.
What subdivision is that in? What subdivision? Unless they don't. Sorry.
Okay, this is Canyon Creek Road. This is off of Airport Road. It does have a 50-foot dedicated right-of-way. The surface is 20 to 22 foot wide. The length is just a little over 3/10 of a mile, 0.33. It's base rock gravel. And poor condition, I would consider fair to poor. We do have a, you'll see coming up here in a little bit, base rock here in this area is a little bit thin.
Is there anything for motion sickness?
I don't know if you can speed that up any, Kathy, or if that's...
Brandon will get sick.
I might get sick. I don't. I got to drive. I can't handle this.
As you can see, you've seen where the ditch line here on the right hand side a little bit shallow. The water's been kind of sheet flowing across the road, causing a little bit of erosion. Currently, there are two dwellings on this particular road. There is another connecting road. That's the reason that average daily traffic is going to read a little higher. It does serve another road, so it does serve other homes. But.
About how many, Randy?
It's going to be an average daily traffic of 20 to 25. There's, I believe, three homes on this other connecting road.
How steep is
this? So it's going to be a total of about five. This grade here is about 22.4% grade, so fairly steep. This area right here, it's going to need some more crown, more aggregate, quite a bit of grading type work, some ditch work along there to get the road draining properly. It does have a cul-de-sac at the end, and right to the left of the cul-de-sac is the one home here at the end. The other one's basically at the entrance.
There's been a grader over this road recently. You can tell from looking at it there. Who all's here from that road?
That's my road. I can say that. I mean, my husband and I have spent a lot where the house you can't see, but we have probably, we've been here 6 years. We've dumped about, there's our house.
There's the home.
We've dumped about probably close to 2,000 gravel. And our friends at the road, at the start of the road, he's got a Kubota tractor. He has wrecked a million blades, trying to blade the road.
Right.
What basically happened to us is we all got different stories from the developer. from that he was going to tar and chip the road to we were going to be charged an assessment and he would take care of the road. We were, I believe, the last lot to sell in there, and once that happened, he just took off.
So the other lots are sold in this?
Yes, so, all the lots are sold.
Okay.
And he owns other lots on the road. They just don't have houses.
Yeah, we never build out there because of the road. We have them for sale now. And then there's a doctor that owns one of them that's not here that lives in those now, too.
I estimated $25,000 to $30,000 our cost to bring this road up to a reasonable standard, and that's still remaining a gravel road. That's putting enough aggregate machine work. There's a little bit of ditch work needs to happen here to prevent this washing right down the center of that hill.
You've already went more than a third of the mile, though, haven't you?
Well, the length of this road is I think I've got it on here, 1,785 feet, which is 0.33 mile. Yeah, I'm coming back out. I've turned around. This is
all right,
going the other direction.
So that'd be two-thirds.
Yeah. If you go over it twice.
Yeah, I'm going over it second time, so.
Because you have to go down that road to get to Denver, which is your other
path right.
On your
hill. Oh, and that road's horrible. Our hill?
Yeah.
Really bad.
And that, when you look at Denver, mine won't look so good.
You were the first ones to build that road.
Yes, we were the first ones to build. And we've actually had a lot of car damage because the road's so bad that we've had to buy different vehicles. We're constantly redoing our tires.
Is this the same developer? Or?
Yes, it was the same developer.
Now, that subdivision he mentioned that tried to start off our cul-de-sac, that is not the same developer. It's some people from California. I think they've kind of given up.
Yeah, you can't even get to
it. I was on this road this last summer.
Okay.
On Denver Road?
Kathy, if you want to switch that to
Road
Denver
Alpha Canyon.
Road. Right now we're on Canyon Creek. This is Denver Road.
Is this where you made the split earlier?
Yeah.
To the left.
This is where you made the split.
Okay.
Now watch this.
That looks like my road.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yep.
Now this hill has some major washing. It's going to need quite a bit of grader work, aggregate, getting it reshaped and draining properly. The driveway there, just to the right, does have a culvert in it.
Same right of way?
Same right of way. We do have a question up here on top, though, that possibly need to be surveyed. There may be a fence one side or the other, maybe on the right of way, because I don't have 50 foot between them. I am in four-wheel drive, trust me. You can get up it in two-wheel drive, but it is a little tough. I mean, it's so much loose and spun and washed. Now, this road currently serves three homes. I believe we just passed the second home. It's not too bad a shape through this area right here. It does need one more culvert would help it if it was put in, and I believe before it goes over the hill there would help drainage somewhat. Now right here is the what I would consider the right-of-way issue where that pole and the fence on the left is either on the right of way or the one on the right, but you get just a little farther over here. Now I don't have 50 foot between the fences, which we should have. There is culverts here in this low area, and it is working. And the other reason for possibly checking with a survey is the layout of the cul-de-sac up on here at the end of the road. There is room there for a cul-de-sac. I'm just not sure how it's supposed to lay out, if it's an offset type or what was platted there by the developer. But
does anyone know if the property owner on both sides of the road, if there's able to acquire easement?
I'm sure he will. I know him.
I think the easement should be there. I just don't think the fence was put in properly.
I'm sure.
So. On mapping, it shows the required right away. We can check with the plat. Now, this hill, actually, it's only 21% grade on this hill. It's actually not quite as steep as the other one. It looks worse, but it's still fairly steep. This one I estimated at 20 to 25,000 to fix the road up and do the repairs and additional aggregate.
Now, whenever you're talking about that, are you talking about, Randy, just it, no chip and seal for
no
now?
No chip and just seal for now. Just basically getting the thing into shape. It's going to require some pretty good machine work here on this hill. It's going to require quite a bit of work, get it back into shape, compaction, required aggregate, and additional culvert. Before you go over this hill, it's going to require another one to get rid of some water. I estimated just a little bit in there in case we'd have to survey because of fences being too close, not having enough width there to, and then checking out on the cul-de-sac. But that brings it up to meet kind of our standard as a gravel road.
Let me ask you something. Is your before we take a road in, and so that they know, is there's a certain percentage of steepness that we will not supply the asphalt with chip and seal on? What is that percentage? Do you know?
The well, in our road standards, the requirement is 16% or less, I believe, on a county road in our road standard. As far as a grade for asphalt, part of it comes to a point when it gets too steep to chip seal, we have issues with, or we generally try to do some asphalt on it to get away from the gravel surface because of the constant washboard, the rutting, the spinning. So, but it does come to a point when it gets too steep to safely chip seal it.
That happened on Reinhardt Road in a location out there, and the owner of the property asphalted a certain section of that road, and we went ahead and took everything in, but made sure that they were furnished their side of the material. It was a cost share.
There was a section of that road that wasn't completed, and he actually went in and completed the surface, and that was part of the agreement to taking it in. So.
Okay.
Let's go to Collins Drive. I don't think anybody's here for Collins Drive, but it's a road near Rockaway.
Is this in Venice on the Lake?
This is in Venice on the Lake.
Did you take me on this road when we toured some time ago, Randy?
No.
No?
I don't think we went down there, actually.
Is
think we ran to unless you went down there with somebody else. I don't remember.
This is right alongside the highway,
right,
Ron, right along 70.
Right.
Or
Double E, or whatever it is now.
176.
176. It used to be Double
E. One of the problems with this road.
That's the highest state,
the
and then.
Right. One of the issues with this road, there's, it's not possible to get the correct right of way. We'll either be up against somebody's house or overlapping on current MoDOT right of way. The other problem is it cannot move the utilities. There's no place to really move them. So you're basically left with just the width of the existing road as it is right there. And it serves several homes all on one side. The other problem with this road is no turnaround. We have to use a private driveway, or would have to be used.
Did the petitioner have a hammerhead or anything that we could...
Basically, when I talked to the people that petitioned, it was this gentleman here at the end, and I'm not sure if anybody currently lives there now, but right in here would be the only area you could possibly put it, some type of hammerhead or some way of getting turned around if they were willing to do it.
Now, this is a road, for example, that causes the county a lot of problems because we have to deal with the state on this.
Can you back that up for just a minute? All the way back to where I could see the end, where the... There. See all the way straight through?
Mm-hmm.
Those lots were sold in the... They plotted and sold in the right-of-way.
A lot of these lots overlap.
I mean, sold in the utility right-of-way. Easement. It's a mess. Thank you, Kath.
Did you say there's nobody living there now? That last one?
I'm not sure if there's anybody living in the last house right now or not. When I done this review, it was 2011, 12, somewhere. It's been a while.
2010. 11.
I've drove a lot of these roads. I drove this one and actually visited with the state about... I mean, half this road lays on state easement.
Yeah. Do you have an inspection review there in front of you?
This was one of
them. I've got out of order here.
Yeah. If we review your road and you decide to go, that's fine, and we'll evaluate all the roads as we go through. You see, it's going to be a long process for us, but we won't make a decision on today because we've got too many to evaluate, and then we've got to put a cost factor of how much we're going to spend this year. And so if we review your road, you decide you want to go, you can go ahead and go. And
do we want to let them talk who is here? Do you want to, if they want to say, make any comments? Or?
Sure. If anybody here has anything to say, feel free to do that. Stop us at any time. We're going to be doing this for the next 3 hours.
Oh, my husband gave me a list.
It's 3 hours long.
Yeah. He goes, make sure you say.
Are you ready to do that? That was on a previous road, right?
It was on Denver Road.
It was just Canyon Creek Road. We're the second house on the hill.
Do you want to speak to that before we move on? Let's let her do that, Randy.
All right.
Why don't you come right on up here?
I just wanted to stay here.
Well, the reason we do that is because we're taping this, and it's also broadcasting live.
No way.
Over the internet.
Oh. So he can look it up and make sure I said something.
The radio station's listening.
Okay, Mike Cooper told me to say. I'll tell you what's happened with our road. Unfortunately, the
trash system will no longer come up our road. So if you noticed, our trash bin has to be at the bottom of the hill. We cannot no longer have people come to our home even. If they do, we have to come get them at the bottom of the hill. So, our home's only 6 years old, and here we have this, issue. So that's pretty much all I wanted to say as far as cars. We've had to replace different items on our daughter's car because when we first bought it, the road wasn't that bad, and now the road's, you literally need four-wheel drive to get up our road now. And unfortunately, we've also spent money trying to make the road drivable, and the first time it rains, it all washes out. So I think there's a lot of gravel on each side, but unfortunately, with the rain, it gets washed out.
But you were on the first road?
I was on the Denver road, going up the hill.
Okay, Denver, the second
one. Yeah. So anyway, that's, UPS can no longer get up our road. Again, the trash service, the post office cannot come up our road. So anyway, that's about it. It's a good safety thing because nobody will ever come up and rob us. But
you're the one saying that all the lots are sold pretty well?
Yes, because unfortunately we were actually friends with the gentleman that started the subdivision. So we were told that he would chip and seal all of the roads when we sold them. So I helped him find friends of mine. Yeah. And so anyway, we did that. We helped him sell them all, and then all of a sudden he was gone.
Thank you.
That's about it. I told my husband everything I had to say.
Thank you.
Can I say something?
Yes, surely.
Yeah, I'm here on behalf of my husband, Kurt, too. He's at work.
I basically have the same thing to say about ours. Although ours isn't as bad, like he said, it's a much steeper road. And we've put a lot of our own money in there. We had four-wheel drive because we knew pretty much moving onto a gravel road, you'd probably need that. We moved here from St. Louis. We understood that. But my mother had to move in with us. She doesn't have four-wheel drive. So, yes, we've had the same thing where we've paid for damage to her car. We've tried to put a lot of our own money in for gravel. But like he said, as soon as it rains, it's all washed out. And I guess my main thing is, I think what we all kind of share is, if you're just going to maintain it with gravel, we would be grateful for that. I don't have problems living down a gravel road. But if you decide that it's too much money to take on, my kind of question to you is, where do we all go from here when we didn't blindly buy into the subdivision? We were told various stories that by the time it got to my husband and I, the last ones to be sold to, we were told you will be charged a maintenance fee and every year and we'll maintain the road, which, like I said, coming from St. Louis, we had wonderful roads, but you paid a lot more than he even told us he would collect from us for a year. We were fine with that. But what do you do then if you say, no, it's too much money and we don't have it in the budget? Where do we go from here?
Has anybody sought some sort of legal ramifications against the guy? I mean, has there been any?
Whatever happened with that? No. I mean, where do you take someone even for that? I mean, how do you start with that?
Hire an attorney.
You just have to hire an attorney and go after them for, okay.
Was there anything contained within the covenants of the subdivision that spoke to?
Yes, I have in mind that it said that until we formed our own subdivision committee or whatever, which, technically he is still the one that sits as the subdivision chairperson or whatever you want to say, and that's something I know that I spoke to you about, that to uphold the covenants that we don't have. I mean, it says, no trailers, the houses have to be a certain size. To uphold all that, technically, that's still in his hands, isn't it? Because we haven't taken over the subdivision.
He being the developer.
Mm-hmm.
And you look back there.
And they all have lots or homes there as well. And so I guess that's the first thing, is that we kind of even need to take ownership of our subdivision, right, to be up, because we have a list of covenants. And, it says in there that he's going to maintain the road. So I guess that's where you would bring to an attorney. And then would you recommend to me that just for further houses going in there that we do take ownership of our subdivision?
That's the reason I asked you the question about all the lots being sold.
Mm-hmm. They are. We were the last.
You need to have all the lots sold, and then you need to seek legal action to find out what you need to do. Now, it's my position as a county commissioner, and Randy already knows this, I would like to take in more roads that weren't necessarily chip and sealed or asphalted at this particular time, but take them into the county system so the public could receive benefit from their tax dollars. But if we take in a road that we're constantly having to work on because
right.
of the steepness.
I understand that.
And that's the reason we have a grade that that causes a problem. Mm-hmm. Both your grades on these two roads are actually outside of the written standard that was adopted.
Is that for gravel, too, or just for the chip and seal?
That's for,
it's also for gravel. It's just to take it in under your wing. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But anyway, we'll evaluate this. We'll try to do anything we can do for you. We're gonna try to do out of the 25. I don't have any clue where we'll be at when it's all over with.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Randy.
Thank you.
Okay. The next ones, let's go to Emery Creek Subdivision. And let's start with Emery Creek Boulevard. This is the main road into Emery Creek subdivision.
Hold it right there now.
Stop right there a minute, Kathy.
Back up just a little bit.
This particular area, we do have some subgrade issue in a couple of spots there. I think you just went past it. Just go a little bit farther.
Yeah, you see there on the left as those places start, Randy will explain that to you, but those places like that are where digouts would have to be, more than likely. I mean, you'd have to test it, but I'm sure, Randy, that you'd start digout, not from the little patchwork, but back this side, mm-hmm. where you see the surface coming through the...
Oh, right there?
The asphalt, yeah.
Yeah.
That those are what cost the individual or the county lots of money to start replacing. But that we can go on with it, I see.
Okay. Go ahead. This particular area for short distance here is going to need quite a bit of work as patching.
You're in fast forward mode.
Let's start all over. Sorry.
Well, Randy, I went out and drove these roads. What kind of a grade are we talking? Because I know there's a couple hills out there that are really steep as well.
I've got some grades here. This particular road, it's not too bad. The steepest grade on this main road is 13, almost 14%.
Okay.
There's a couple of roadways in here that are a little steeper than this. Now, this part of the main road is, the surface now is fairly decent, but it is a subgrade hot mix, approximately 2 inches that's laid on here. They did do some ditch work since my review here on the left. And there are some new homes currently under construction in here and a couple more since I've done the review here in the video. Most of this, where this road runs, is fairly drains well because of the nature of where it's at. It runs right down the top of a ridge here, and a lot of it just pretty much natural drains off one direction or the other. Now, the one thing I did notice farther in the subdivision here with this surface is a couple areas where the mix got a little bit thin. You can see the existing ground underneath. So far, it's not really posed a problem to the road surface itself. A couple areas they've had to patch. But basically, that it will need more mix put on it.
Would you chip and seal over the top of this, Randy?
This, I've estimated a couple different costs. This, because of this being a subgrade material, I would recommend a chip seal, some type of sealing, either an additional 2 inches of mix, hot mix overlay with a smaller gravel, or a patch to thin areas, and then do a full chip seal on this would be a little bit cheaper. As you can see, most of the driveways, you can see 2-inch raise on the concrete.
Right.
It was designed to come in with another additional 2 inches, would get them up to proper grade. But I believe the developer is gone, is that correct?
Yes.
That was. I'll find another one of those thin areas, though. We passed a couple of them. There's three or four of them throughout this.
You mean he's gone out of the development?
He was bankrupt. He was foreclosed on by Bank of Missouri for the most part. It was Mr. Redford.
Do you guys pay homeowner association fees?
Yes.
Right here on the left, you can see one of them thin areas. It's kind of broke up. That is going to require some work here pretty quickly, or it's just going to come apart. One reason is just not enough mix.
Just laid on top of clay. It's not enough base underneath it. Yeah. Is what the problem is.
Consistent width on the road is good. Here's another one of those thin areas. You can see where they start and stop with their lane machine. It's got a little thin, or the mix got cold in it. As you can see, there's basically no ditches, but it, like I say, it's running down the top of the ridge, so everything's draining away from the road, so that's pretty well working. Now, the exact number of dwellings along this road is 22, but the projected traffic, I estimate to be 350 to 400 a day traffic because of all the connecting roads and other homes that this main road serves.
Right up the top of the hill on the left, they've just plotted out for three more houses to go into.
Okay.
How many of you folks live on this road?
This road here. On this road? This Emery Creek Road.
He does.
I live right on the corner of Emery Creek and South. So I've got part of my property's on this road and part of it's on South.
Is it the bottom of this one or the other main route where Munshie bought all that property?
Where what?
Didn't Dr. Munshie buy some property?
Go right down, right, I'll show you.
Okay, all right.
That's on that road that goes south just at the end of this. Goes on down the hill. They haven't finished the construction of it. Part of his chip seal in it.
That was up there earlier.
When I talked to him on the phone, that's the part he bought. He bought the whole lower part of the subdivision. It's coming up here directly.
I drove this road after you gentlemen were out here. There's a lot of this road that's in pretty good shape. They're just... Yeah. Because of the length of it, there's short patches that's going to take a lot of work.
Road's actually 24 foot in width. The length of it's 1.43 mile, 7,547 feet. And this is where I stopped the hot mix portion of the road. This is called Emery Creek Boulevard onto the south. It'll turn south there. But it turns into chip seal, and that part is basically incomplete. It's not. There's still some utility work and stuff. Looks like it was still under construction for the most part.
It was never sold. It was foreclosed on by the Bank of Missouri owns most of the lots down there. Those are 5-acre lots down at Chippensville Road.
So this is phase one of Emery Creek Boulevard.
Well, it cuts through several phases, that road does. That's the main, like I said, the entranceway is phase one, and probably back to, like, the first road to the left, I think, is part of phase one. And then this last section where you have this first house before we turned to the right, that was phase three, I believe. And then the area that would go down to the right, this last part, that's chip and seal, is phase six.
That Emery Creek Boulevard, you said, is bank-owned?
The boulevard itself has been turned over to the POA. It's not...
Well, I mean the lots around it.
Just down in phase six.
The chip and seal part.
The chip and seal part is...
The part there where you turned around up to the right.
Right.
Okay. Now, this particular road we just reviewed, I estimated 25,000 to 30,000. And that's just to patch and put a chip seal coat on that section of roadway there. If we was going to hot mix it, put another additional 2 inches compact, 1.5 inches, where the estimate would be $121,500 to do that. Put the surface in pretty good shape. Okay, let's...
Who's president of your guys' HOA?
What did you say?
Who's president?
Ed, I'm the oldest this year.
Is it divided up into different phases, or is it all one big?
It's all one big.
Let's go to North Point. I'm going to skip the chip seal part of that Emery Creek Boulevard. There's no houses on it currently. Go find this road. This road's 22 feet in width. Surface does have a lot of cracking. Most of these roads are all the same type surface. It's a larger subgrade mix that's pretty well cracked up. Deteriorates, going to need a seal, some patching and sealing on.
It's just a tenth of a mile. How many homes on it?
Four. I have four dwellings on this. You can see these rough areas. That's almost about to break through. You can see the bare pavement underneath there, and that's pretty much, you can see that in several areas throughout the subdivision.
Did they tie you down or just use a ratchet strap?
Do you have Kathy tied to the front of the vehicle when you filmed this?
It probably wouldn't be jiggling around quite as much if we did, maybe. But now this one, I've estimated 8 to 10,000. What I'm looking at here is patching the rougher areas and then a chip seal coat. Okay, let's go to North Ridge Place. I believe that's the name of it.
Did you move our 3 o'clock up to later, Brandon?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now most of the roads on this one are right at the beginning of the subdivision. Two of them here on the left are under construction currently. I show two on here. That's the two that completed homes. I wasn't counting the two under construction.
Three. Completed homes?
Yeah.
Four.
Should be four. Which road are you on? I may be on the wrong sheet here, but anyway. Okay.
They just staked out one down on the cul-de-sac, too.
So what road did you say this was? So how many houses are on?
Four completed. Two of them that are under construction currently, and there's another one that's staked out down here by the cul-de-sac.
So you're looking at seven? Because it says two on our sheet, is that...
Which, what road are you on?
Northridge.
Northridge?
Mm-hmm.
Is there two Northridge?
Not here, not in here, no, not in your video.
North Point, Northridge, Northview. Okay. I might have an error in my review here. Okay.
Yeah, and we got five on Northview.
There's
only two on Northview, and your sheet has five.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got them two backwards, didn't I? That's all right.
We'll forgive you.
Basically, the same type of fix on this this roadway, patching and a chip seal surface, sealing up the surface. Which one are you on now? Go to Northview Drive.
Pretty thin.
About the same thing on all these streets. You see rougher surface in areas. That's what we call it, black base surface mix, rather than a finished type surface. It's all right for a subgrade type thing. Your first coat really needs to be laid about 4 inches thick to be much strength to it, but water will penetrate it.
I think this is the worst road we've gotten to subdivision.
No, there's some that you've got some areas broke up. It's going to require just digging completely out and redoing a section or two. This one's getting close, though.
But you're thinking you can do this entire strip for 10 to 15, is what this says?
If I'm on the right sheet here, I'm showing, we're on Northview Drive, I'm showing 0.3 mile. I'm figuring a chip seal coat. That's pretty close, patching and chip seal.
Okay.
This one was going to require a little more mix put down to strengthen the underneath there and smoothen this up. A chip seal alone will not fix this. Let's move to Southview. That's pretty much
some of those roads that I know might not be too popular with the public, but we do it on our old county roads that we have that had in the system for years. So we take and put the rippers down, especially those that have long stretches of clay or material underneath them that's breaking up. Because we put something over the top of it, it's just going to break up again. And we rip it up and roll it back in on top and then chip seal over the top of it. And it makes just almost every case that we do that, the people end up with a much better road that lasts the county a lot longer. It's one of the better ways to do this. And some of this is a little more difficult because they've laid the asphalt just to, and it's not even a finished asphalt. It's like he said, it's what we call a it's just black mix, and they've laid that in here just to sell the lots and not to have a finished grade. And so some of those may be in such a shape that we can chip and seal over it, but other places it needs to be tore up and the right kind of base put underneath it, or your road will never hold up. I mean, you've got too much traffic on the main roads for it to ever hold up.
Okay. Now this road here is the other road that has pretty much the most dwellings, 32 homes. And this top part is fine. There's not a great deal. The surface is fairly decent, few cracks, about the same age as the rest of it. So it will need some type of sealing to seal it, but not too much trouble as far as breaking up. Projected traffic on this, 180 to 200 a day.
Which one are you on now, Randy?
I'm on the south view.
Okay.
This one's a little over half a mile in length. And as you can see on this road, there's no ditches, no culverts in the driveway, but here again, it's sitting right on the crest of that ridge. So it's pretty much everything drains in between the houses or away from the road except for a couple of short areas that they do have ditches or some other.
Okay, I need to write some information down on this one because a road like this we can take in with a good chip and seal on top of it before it gets in any worse condition than it's in now and have a decent road. But what connects to this road is where I'm, my question is it on the Emery Creek Boulevard connects to it or off of it?
This comes off of Emery Creek Boulevard. Emery Creek Boulevard's the main road, and then this is the first road to the right off of it that has the most houses, the most traffic.
Are you in agreement now with me, Randy, on this?
Okay, right in here, Kathy, if you'll stop, I don't know if you, right here to the right, this ditch, you notice we got a ditch on both sides. This ditch on the right, they've, sometime in the past, while this was under construction, they've winged this out to the right. It helps get rid of the water, but problem is, if that's a sellable lot, sooner or later, somebody's going to build a lot. Now we're going to, I mean, that's going to go away, so this ditch will have to be continued on down the hill. Okay. When we get down here, we're going to have a little bit of a drainage problem. When we get to this corner, we've got a foundation that's under construction. We've got a culvert here that's not big enough. If you can brought all the water down to handle this, and then it's got to either turn the corner, which we've got some issues with this road to the right, subgrade issues. But now this road right in here, I believe right below this intersection, it's got some areas that's questionable. I think subgrade. And it may be the road to the right.
Is this right? So it has 32 homes?
This is the one that has 32 homes. It also has a grade on that steep hill we just went down. We got a 20.7% grade there on that hill. That's one of the steep areas. And this one, as far as pretty much not a great deal of mix, and then a chip seal would kind of put this surface in pretty decent shape for a while.
But this is the grade you're talking about here going back up, right?
This is the grade coming back up here that would be a problem with the chip seal. You know, people pulling out of this road to the right trying to go up the hill, that's the advantage to a hot mix surface. You don't lose traction as well with a chip seal. Might be a little bit of a problem on this type of grade, but we do have them that steep. It's just hard to keep them maintained.
We required an asphalt surface and anything that got over 18 before, but
yeah,
where it's already surfaced like this, I mean, there's a lot of difference in putting $120,000 in a road and putting 15 to 20.
Yeah, I've estimated 15 to 20,000 on this one. Because I figured that's about all it's going to require is very little mix and then a chip seal. I believe it has the most homes on it, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have 32 on it.
Thank you. Okay, Kathy, let's go to Southwoods Way. Okay, now this is the road off of Southview, and we're just turning right onto it. There's a couple of home foundations to the right and also to the left. This right here has got a little bit of a drainage issue here with these driveways not being completed, and this section right in here that you can see is all broke up.
Right.
This whole section needs to be dug out and restabilized. We've got a lot of clay issues or ledges or something going on here. It's pretty rough.
All of those foundations are already sold, so they will be built up with driveways here.
Okay. It does have a got a 30-inch culvert. It's good. It's working. Now, this one I would consider probably one of the worst roads in here for subgrade and having potential having to dig out sections of it. That first section we've seen, then there's a couple more. It's questionable down here toward the end of this roadway. And this one will require some ditch line work here for get the drainage. This one's 1,500 feet, about 3/10 in length. This ditch line right here on the right you see coming up has all the rock in it. That really needs to be taken back out and get the flow. The water should be going right on down the road around that cul-de-sac to get rid of the water. It's actually creating subgrade problems with the existing roadway. This road currently has 5 homes, and of course then them foundations up there at some point in time. They'll be completed. And I don't know how many of these lots are sold on the right or if they are. Or... Okay. This hill where we first turn in, you've got a grade of 21% there.
To pull out on the other road with?
Yeah. That's the two steeper areas within this subdivision, this little grade we're fixing to pull up on, and then you turn right up. You got to stop right up there and then turn right straight up a hill. That's going to be pretty tough. And then right here is some major repair work for subgrade.
Anybody here on this road?
No. I could have had him here, but I don't think
he wanted
them all.
Well, what I'm saying is, whenever we talk about these conditions of the grade and all that, I like for people to know if there's a decision made, why we have to make that decision. And so I just was asking, that's the reason I was.
You guys want to see the chip seal one? I mean, there's no homes on it, or
no?
Okay.
No, if there's no
All
homes
right.
on it, it doesn't have. That doesn't even get into a road standard.
Okay.
Three a requirement of 3 homes.
Did I miss one?
Yeah, High Point.
Oh yeah, your road. Sorry. I kind of got out of order here. High Point Ridge. Let me find out. I think I had a lot wrote up on this one. I gotta get back to my other. Go ahead. I gotta find it in here. This one does have, right up on top of the hill, we got some utilities that's gotta be moved. There's some valves right in the existing ditch line. And I believe it's just over the hill or somewhere. Pretty sure on this road, it may be past your house up on that other knob. I'm not sure. But I do know there's some utility issues here.
This is your 21% grade here?
Do what?
Is this your 21% grade? Or is
that no, that road? Was on the other road. This?
Well, it was on the last one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was on the last one. I'm still looking for it.
Thank you, Nikki.
This is another road. It looks like there's minimal work to get it to the ceiling on it to would help it, right?
Yeah, this one does have... 20% grade on this one, too. So.
Yeah, it's a pretty good road.
I show five homes on this one. Is that correct? Seven? Okay, there's...
Now, does this one come off the boulevard also?
Yes, this one comes off right at the end where we turned around the intersection where if you go right, you turn into the chip seal section of Emery Creek, or this one goes up over the hill. And this one actually, I believe, has the better surface of all the streets in there. And I think, I don't know if it was the last one or the last one's surface. Yeah. Some minor work on it, and then just a seal coat for that distance. That's
is it?
This one, if you had to, you'd let go for a little while before you had to do anything to it. So, but it's only one of few.
Let me ask this. This road, this surface don't look like the black mix. Is it? Has it had a finish on it?
It's a little better job. It may have been a little bit smaller, but it's still a subgrade. It's not
it's a subgrade mix
yeah,
on it.
Still a subgrade
mix. Smoother
It just done a little better job, except for
there's a dig out.
There's one spot right there on top of the ridge, but it's basically the same material.
Yeah. Right here. What's the distance between them mailboxes, Brandy?
The exact width of the roadway.
Is it?
And not much more, trust me.
That's been a...
It's a little deceiving. I actually met another rig there, and it looks like you're not quite have room there, but...
The 22 feet?
That's what the surface is. Measures out 22 feet. Is there another road that we haven't done in this, or we get them all? Okay. Okay, that's Emery Creek.
Comments?
No, I think that. The only thing I think we would add is that, you know, obviously we petitioned in the end of 2010, and again, we were brought under, you know, told us by the developer, or that when the developer was still there, that those roads were supposedly up to standards to be brought in by the county. And so the first thing, obviously, the developer was foreclosed on, and you know, our first steps was to go ahead and put a petition together for all the different roads. Obviously, we understand about finances and stuff, and you know, it'd be nice, obviously, to get the whole subdivision in, but we can certainly understand that, you know, from a standpoint of you don't want to let so many roads in or what like that. You know, obviously, the most heavily traveled roads is kind of our biggest concern. Right now, we'd like to, you know, put an emphasis on those roads being looked at from a Emery Creek standpoint.
Questions, guys?
I don't want them to leave you with a misconception that we're going to hot mix any of these roads. The state is under the same condition that we're in, and they have come into a chip seal program where they're doing highways like 76 highway. They're chipping sealing it. So because he's already laid these mats and haven't, and he hadn't even laid the right finish on the mat,
sure.
I'm looking for the cheapest way to last you the longest period of time is for like a chip and seal to seal the road to keep it from breaking up any more than what it is. And the dig outs is where we get into a lot of expense because we spend a lot of time digging those places out, preparing them like they're supposed to be. Then we have to go back in and fix it up and then lay the chip and seal on top of it. So that's, I don't want you to leave with a concept, with the perception that we are going to hot mix this much road in a subdivision.
No, we. I think that we, as a subdivision, we understand that. We're willing to, I mean, if that's what the county is going to, is the chip and seal, the thing that is a standard for roads like that, then I don't think we're asking for anything different than that aspect of it.
Okay. Let's move on to Gooseberry Court.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Getting to dessert here, Gooseberry Court. That's what I'm looking at.
As you can see on your, this one was denied in 2005. We couldn't get an easement for a turnaround, some additional width. This is off of Fall Creek Road, and this actually has a horrible entrance trying to get out and turned into this roadway because of the distance from the crest of the hill on Fall Creek.
Let me ask you something before you go any further.
Okay.
We denied it because of the easement for a turnaround. Did they get the turnaround?
No.
It
needs additional right-of-way easement here.
Now, I'll turn to the other two commissioners and ask you if you guys want to go ahead and see something that they didn't even make the effort to go ahead and put a turnaround in the rent, or get the easement for the turnaround in the back. You want to go ahead and review this, as many as we've got? That's where I was mentioned earlier when we started this conversation, is the fact that people were asked to do something whenever they presented before and they didn't do it. So do you guys want to go ahead and review the roads?
Well, we already reviewed it.
I mean,
basically well, different. This would be a different person that's petitioned at this time than what had petitioned it previously. I know it was denied in 2005.
Did they submit a new petition?
Yes.
Then we have to look at it.
Yes.
Would you run that again? I mean, if they went to the trouble to have the individuals fill out a new petition, then we need to answer. It may be the same petitioners. It may be new petitioners. Do you know, Randy?
As far as I know, there were new petitioners because I think there is a business, I don't know if it's a boys or halfway house, some type of house at the end is the one that may have petitioned this one. I'm not sure.
Tell me where this comes off of Fall Creek Road at.
Trying to think of the next. I can show you on mapping where it comes off, but.
Devin, what?
It's before you get to Spring Creek. If you're headed towards Spring Creek cuts over to.
Can you make the map bigger there, Kathy?
No.
Yeah, we're just zoom in to it.
He's going to call it up, I think. Okay, so Dan, on a prior petition, you asked them, or it was denied in 2005.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't get an easement for a turnaround.
Right.
But there's also, Randy said something about other easement that, is it the width of the road that we don't have a complete easement on?
The road and then not having to turn around, you bring up your parcels. I believe it's just the 30 foot, and on all existing roads will require at least 40. Okay. Try to deal with the One of the issues with this is pulling off of Fall Creek or pulling onto Fall Creek. The crest of the hill being close to this,
right?
It makes it, huh?
It's where the dips are at, right?
Right. It's in where them.
So is that close to where Bob Mabe's place was at one time, or is that way past?
Long past.
All right.
Is that a program or a website?
No, it's a program. Sorry.
They tried at one time to make a different access to this road, trying to connect over to the next road down or the road back from it, and that didn't pan out.
Okay.
And then they couldn't get the turnaround, was the other issue. But basically, this road needs a lot of work on it. You've seen in the video a lot of ditching, a lot of washing. There's no ditch lines present. It's just basically a base path.
The easements could cost us more than what he's got wrote down for the road surface.
Right.
Well, we should. Could they donate the easements?
If they could, but look.
If they want the road.
Did you see that fire plug right there in the road?
Yeah. And then from there on, is it just private?
Yeah, that's the other part. I was suggesting a survey on it. You need to kind of find out where does the platted road end, where does the private begin, where do they want it to end. I didn't get much of an answer. Usually I get a contact name on the petition. I can call and talk to them what they're really wanting, but that's where we're at with this one. Okay, the next one's Howell Drive. This road is off of Patterson Road, which is county maintained. I don't know why that's so blurry or doing that.
Do they have the easement?
They were dedicating the right of way, the landowners that owned the right side, all the way in and all the way in, and also I believe they own one or two of the trailers on the left side and also the farm at the end. This one's going to require quite a bit of construction work to bring it up to any kind of a standard. There's no ditch line on the right. The fence is right against the road on the left with that tree line. It's basically a hillside all on the right-hand side and then turns into bluff once you get past the little draw farther in here, and it gets really steep. Well, I mean, the hillside's steep. The road itself doesn't get that steep.
Where's this at, Randy? I'm a little bit confused.
Do you know where Bill May's old gravel plant was?
Yeah.
Okay, right there. You turn right and go up there. This run to the old Stark Dalton farm years ago. Now, this used to be a county-maintained road for years, and then we got tied up in a civil case on it, and judge declared it a public road, not a county road. So it's been a public road ever since. We haven't done any maintenance on it since that point. That was in Christian County. That was this road.
Was this in the old road district?
Mm-hmm.
And it was maintained by the old road district.
Yeah, it was maintained by
us. And then it was maintained by us. And then he declared it public for what reason?
It was a civil case over brushwork clearing the right-of-ways in about 1990, 91, somewhere along in there. We ended up going to court in Christian County.
half a mile long?
Yeah.
Well, part of the reason that it's deteriorated is because we stopped maintaining it, right?
Right.
That's what happened. I don't understand the judges.
There were many county employees testified. I was one of them, several former employees. It was maintained before I ever started here. Had a county road number, FF20B. You can find it on several maps.
We probably paid car funds on that road, too, I'll bet. Yep, I'll be.
But to go back to the standard that we would have, that whole bluff along that right-hand side would have to be cut off, right? It's the only part that's been donated.
They probably donate, but see, I've got a power line easement that's all on that right-hand side on a third of this road anyway, power line that goes up through here. But you're talking solid rock right in here, so you're cutting in kind of a solid rock bluff right in here. When you get up here, there's one home, some more property farther to the left, but then there was a trailer house down under the hill. And now the petitioner, I talked to them, they wanted to petition down to the foot of this hill. Basically, our county maintenance stopped right behind the truck there, just where I was. This is actually going through a gate, and I told him that. I'll video it and tell you about it, but that's what he's wanting petition. Because there's another trailer mobile down here, another residence. Still the same owner, though, as far as property, it's not split or anything. I didn't show the mobile in there, but right here would be ample room for a turnaround. One does not exist right now except what you see. The mobile is basically about 200 yards behind the truck there. Right out there is the mobile.
Were you here to speak to this?
No, I'm not from New Branson Travis News.
Oh, okay.
Are you the new guy?
I am.
It's nice to meet you.
I'll be calling you a little bit later. So I say hi.
Sounds good. See you. I think I was going back to school.
This is down off FF.
Is the Stone Hill Drive there? Stone Hill Drive?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Hill Drive. Right now, some people by the name of Saffles own the house and the property, and most of the property all that you see all on the left here is owned by them. I'm not sure who owns where Bill Main's gravel plant. That's another gentleman that owns this all off on the right, except for maybe a lot or two where them trailers set.
Saffold, Stewart's, Floyd, Knight, Jack Dennis. That's all the owners in the world.
Do you know the road, Cal?
John Deville.
No.
Other than the house and the mobile home at the end, there's two trailers here on the right-hand side going out. That's, and then there's a 40-acre farm there that's way up on top of the hill off the left that people rent and run cattle on, but there's nobody lives it on that parcel. Put a pretty good cost on this because of the machine work, and that's just kind of an estimate. This one, it would take quite a bit of work to get drainage. Okay, the next one's on the list, Granny, Harley, and Toby.
See some of your relatives, Granny, Harley, Toby? Clinking Bird Farm?
Yeah, Clinking Bird Subdivision.
Okay, which one would you prefer?
I believe it'd be Granny. This is off of Deer Lane Road, county maintained. Well, this does have a 40-foot right-of-way. It's just not a lot's been done to the roadways. Since it was platted, it's going to require quite a bit of grading and crowning, more aggregate. I show two dwellings on this road. There's one here at the end, and one was just to the left there. This is the same road, just showing it going out.
Is it pretty flat, Randy? It looks
like it's pretty flat. Any runoff issues are not going to be fast or much of a problem, but it will need to be. Needs to be a culvert put in this intersection here and crown the road and get the water running where it's supposed to.
Hefty price on it, but I was just wondering why. Why that was
it's going to have a lot of it's going to have to be cleared out, get the right of way cleared, and then get the road width established, ditches, get everything built up, and then get it properly crowned without cutting in so deep. We're going to have to raise it somewhat so everything can get away from the road. Now, Harley comes off of Granny there at that same intersection. This road currently is about 12 to 14 foot wide. It's going to need to be widened out. It does show 40 foot. Part of it, this tree line here coming up on the left, it's going to have to be cleared out.
Has it got a fence on it, too? And it
had to there's old fence intertwined in it. Somebody's built a new fence, I'd say, on the new right-of-way or wherever it was platted, we might need to check with a surveyor to make sure this is correct. This is going to need some machine work, crowning, some additional ditching on this left side, fixing the drainage. It's been a little bit longer, put just a little more cost for the materials and machine work. And
what about the cul-de-sac thing?
This is going to need one designed or surveyed or acquired. It does have another connecting road that could possibly work. We've got another issue with this last road, Toby. There's nothing platted as far as right away on this one, so. It's just there. It's named.
It's surveyed.
Nothing's been platted. It'll have to be surveyed and easements for that section. But you could use that right there as a turnaround hammerhead type, possibly there. But we got some water.
You got your dwellings as 2, 1, and 2 on these three roads.
Harley has only got one house existing on it, basically. The other one, actually, the driveway's come off of that Toby. So that one has 2. Harley actually just has 1 house, 1 driveway coming off of it. Now, Harley serves actually 3 homes. The 2 that's on Toby. So it does serve 3 homes currently. And this one's Toby. Like I say, right away, there's nothing platted currently on this short road. This comes down to where I consider, I guess, private.
So you're talking about moving of power lines and everything?
Yeah, this is kind of a driveway that runs right alongside that power line easement there. So if they plat it, they're going to have to... plat it to where the power line poles didn't end up in the center of the 40 foot, so it becomes a problem when you try to build the road. It's going to have to be off to the side.
Property owners on that one side,
right.
Petition, are they on the petition?
Now that I don't know. I'm not sure.
We need to know that before we considered it, so.
We can find out if okay.
Randy? 2 things. And I'll do second first. If these people are waiting for a particular road, let's move to that rather than go to all the others. And number 2, I had scheduled at 2:30, so I'd like to interrupt your presentation for just a minute.
Okay.
To talk to... A letter of support. Would one of you like to read this for the Missouri Housing? This is for homelessness purposes.
To whom it may concern, we would like to extend our full support for Christian Associates' efforts to obtain financial funding through the Housing First Scattered Site, known as HFSS grant application. Upon acquiring this funding, Christian Associates will be able to continue their work in preventing homelessness in our community. Previously, they have utilized Homelessness Prevention and Rapid Rehousing Program, known as HPRP, funding to assist Taney County citizens, which is no longer available. However, the need for financial help for those who are homeless or are at risk of becoming homeless is even greater than ever. Many are still without jobs and sources of income in our area, in part as a result of the tornado which destroyed homes and businesses last year. Our participation with Christian Associates spans the many years that we have been an active part of the Table Rock area. We are very grateful to them for the work that they have done to assist the citizens of Taney County. The funding of the House First Project will have a substantial economic benefit for our county. We recommend that Christian Associates' grant application be approved. Sincerely signed by, will be signed by 3 commissioners.
So I would need a motion for approval of this letter of support.
Motion for approval. letter of support to Christian Associates.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded for approval of a letter of support for Christian Associates 2013 Missouri Housing Trust Fund application. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Sorry for that interruption. Randy, if you could go to the property that road that these individuals...
Jasmine Drive. Now, we maintain a portion of Jasmine Drive right through where you see I'm at right here, and this is the portion that they petitioned for the county to take in.
Remind me where we're located here.
We are located off of St. Streets, which is right behind Mount Branson Shop, basically, is where this location is.
Okay, I know right where, yep.
Is this an addition to Jasmine that you're wanting to petition?
Yes. This road currently is 20 foot wide. It's 1,208 feet long.
Now, wait just a minute. The road is 20 feet or the easement is 20 feet?
The road is 20 foot road surface. It does have a 50 foot platted okay. right of way.
Okay.
So it has a required right of way. It's got a hot mix surface. Excuse me. Poor condition. Right here is one of the really bad spots.
Okay, wait just a second. Are we on the part that we still we're maintaining?
No.
Is this on the
no, this part? Is on the petition part.
Okay. That's a dig out right there.
Right. Right and we got some more. We got some subgrade issues with this roadway that it's one of these that's going to have to be scarfed up and just relayed and restabilized to make it correct.
Okay, and is that in your cost?
Fair? Yes. Yes.
To just go ahead and rip it up and roll it back into itself and then...
Not the entire surface, but a good portion of it's going to have that done to it. Yeah. Not the entire length.
Does this go all the way through to?
No. It actually dead ends down here. I don't know if they had any. I don't think it was platted or any connecting roads to it. I can.
A few years ago, there used to be a lot of those homes were. Like bank owned or repoed, are they all?
We bought it. Ours was the last house purchased and bought from the bank.
They're all owned by.
All okay.
This will need some work right here at the end to for drainage and also a turnaround. It's not really. It doesn't have a true cul-de-sac. It's more of a hammerhead.
But is the area there dedicated to where we could do that, or they could do that, or whatever?
Doesn't look like it, Ron. I'm looking at it on.
I mean, it's looking like you have. Am I looking?
I'm going to have to pull the plat up. I don't know if mapping will show if that was ever platted. Can you go back to the map right quick? And then go to that particular road.
And okay, Ron.
Down to here.
Yeah, so it's a hammerhead. I don't know if you can get a full.
Okay, pan to the left and follow that.
Okay. Yeah, see, just dead ends and a hammerhead.
Not a dead end. There is a hammerhead to one side, so there is one platted. It's not a true T, but it does have something.
It does have half a hammerhead, it looks
it's
like.
It's got a half of one.
I have to make sure that we can get that if we consider this, and it's one of the heavier bore homes in it, and so.
Right.
What was your cost that you figured
on? This one, right now, I figured just to fix the road, and I was thinking more of a seal once we get it stabilized, putting the surface back right now, but I had an estimated cost $25,000 to $30,000 to get all the problems fixed. We got some drainage problems here also, ditch work. We also have a culvert, a main culvert up here that appears to be plugged, which is a cross pipe in a fill here. Now, this may be, it's farther on here.
We couldn't find either end of it. We wasn't able to find either end.
We didn't find the lower end. I know we couldn't find the upper end.
Nice houses in there.
We're going to have to do some, we may have to install a culvert here if we can't find the other one. But it definitely needs one. The water's kind of standing there, and then it, I don't know how, it just naturally seeps out, but it's right in this low area here.
They do daycare right there at the top.
Do what?
That's a driveway for daycare people right there.
Right. There should be a culvert here in this low area going across the road. That's the culvert we can't find either end of.
Let me ask you a question. You believe there's a culvert there?
We believe there's one there. We couldn't find one.
Okay.
Would a metal detector pick that up?
Do what?
Would a metal detector pick a culvert up?
Possibly.
Can you get one surveyor one out there? Or?
Stop right there.
Well, now right here is where our maintenance takes over in this area, and we go on out where this has been striped. Now, at one time, we had an actual cul-de-sac here at the end of this, and then when they started this building, our cul-de-sac went away and turned into yards. So
it was a big controversy about that.
Right.
We went through a lot of trouble to get a cul-de-sac at that location, and actually, when we went back down, the developer had piled it full of brush, rocks, and everything else, and we had to remove that so they could go on with your subdivision down there. It was an awful mess. The county was involved in the retrieving of the cul-de-sac at that point. I don't even see it on here now.
It's gone. They tore it out. Schools had issues. They were going down there turning school buses, and they were parking, putting stuff on the cul-de-sac. You couldn't get a school bus turned around.
Is there a school bus now that goes to the end of this road?
They just go to Jam and Saints at the beginning. We have to
right.
Yeah, everyone drives their kids to the end of the street and sits in the
bus. Wow. So if there were a cul-de-sac at the end of the existing road now,
they would go down?
So we need to check into that, Randy, and see if we can get a 100 or an 80-foot cul-de-sac. That's a big lot, and it's an odd-shaped lot that's on the very end anyway, so check and see if we can possibly get somebody to donate a...
Wouldn't take very much to add it on to what's already there.
Might be able to work a deal with it's an investment company that owns it.
Is there an investment company that owns that part of it?
The very end. It says Investment Managers Incorporated, 6.9 acres.
I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about that other lot that's right there
on the left
of where that
north side
is.
Oh, just to do a hammerhead and not do it?
Yeah.
Look like it might be a little tough. Looking at the way the house is, it'd be...
Well, there's a house there now already.
Just turn on your... Well, yeah, you're going to have your current one. Sorry, Kent.
Expanded it on the left side of that turnaround.
Yeah, that...
Yeah, right there. I don't...
That might be tough. We're going to be encroaching right up next to the house.
That's what I'm saying. You might be able to work a circle. Yeah.
Go straight ahead on to the
right
west.
There.
You might get some...
Right. Like I said, you might be able to work a deal with them.
Yeah, we need to check on that and probably need the cooperation of you folks to see if we can't get something, help get an... If it's a school bus, we need a 80 to 100-foot cul-de-sac.
Well, what's the distance that's there now? You see your red pointer.
What if the school bus didn't want to change the route and then pick the kids up at the corner?
If we're going to invest this much money, they'll go down there.
Okay.
Right here. I wonder what
that
distance is.
I tell you. That lives on that street, that when we're parking at the end of the road to bring our kids to the bus stop, that we're parking illegally.
Well, That's the reason we want that cul-de-sac, so that they can go down and pick the kids up. It's a safety issue. Whenever you stop and you're sitting there and it's snowy, icy, or something, somebody turns in and hits you, the kids are getting out to get on the bus. It's a, we work with the school districts all the time on those issues.
We're all parked in 20 yards and we're keeping
there to there.
Let's stay here on the corner.
50.
So there's already 50 feet, Dan, from right here to right here?
Yep. Yeah.
What's the distance from that corner going straight north, Kathy, to the other side of the right-of-way?
Up here?
Right there to up there.
I'd say 150, 100.
Should be close to 100. Okay, that'd be probably 100.
Yeah. Right now, what the school bus does is that it pulls onto Jasmine Drive, then it backs down the street.
Yeah, see, that's no good. We work with them, all the school districts on those things. So
tearing stuff up over there.
Randy, you been in the bottle again, or what's the deal?
Somebody got down the break on this
side. Yeah, we've heard that before. Okay.
We'll you need to contact whoever that property owner is, and we'll have Randy work with Randy to see if they would be willing to donate a cul-de-sac.
50 feet.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
If I can get an additional 50 foot in there to where they can back in, yeah, it'll create a similar hammerhead. That might be the easiest.
Yeah.
You
got 50. Another
good
50 out is 100.
Right.
Yeah.
Or even 30.
Right.
You have our contact information.
I just want to make sure we got our current information.
Probably. Oh. So your information's on the petition.
But you've changed our phone number since last summer.
Okay, well, I may have you get with Kathy and leave all your information with her, if you will. And
how much time I get there,
something in there. We'll evaluate all this, and if you happen to be one of the, I'm guessing there's going to be probably five, maybe between five and eight roads that we're going to consider now. Mm-hmm. You're one of those, which you are in the top number of people living on the roads, so that's a high consideration. But we need to know as quick as we can make the decision. The quicker we know, the easier it is for us to make that decision. So you're in the top 1, 2, 3, 4. In the top five in the number of people, we take that. That's a strong indicator. We'll have to rip that road completely up from what I can see there. I mean, it looks to me like we're going to have to tear the road up and just lay it back over in itself, and then it may not be a asphalt surface this next. Policy used to be, and I know Randy and Harlan and Mr. Huff back here are going to consider, but we used to let those sit for a year before we go in and try to do anything, so that we know where the soft spots are, where we have to dig them out. So that's where we're at.
Yeah, our house is right at the roughest part of the road.
Pretty much a joyride.
Yeah, it's a joyride.
But every time we take that asphalt material that's already there, we rip it up and lay it over in, it makes a mixture that is better than most roads that the county has. I mean, it actually hardens into, makes a good base. Can need to do? Just get with Randy and see if we can get that cul-de-sac at the end, but we'll take it in consideration on the road for sure.
Okay. Next road is Rogers Road. Yes.
The cul-de-sac is very important because we can look at this from a lot of different perspectives. but certainly the one of safety for children where the school bus can go is one of them. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case and we could potentially acquire that, it'd make a real difference.
Yeah.
Do you know who the developer, do you know who that is? The
I don't know.
Like I said, I have a name, but I mean, I have a business name. I don't have an individual.
Does McCullough still live on that road, the police, retired police officer from Branson?
No, no, we have a Tandy County Sheriff who lives in that first home. And there's a lawyer in another home.
Oh, that's right. Joe Allen lives in there.
Yeah. But anyway, those people can help you that are in those positions where they know who to contact, is what I'm saying. Branson Police Chief did live in one of those houses on the left.
Well, we're going to find out as well.
Right. We'll see if we can get a contact and a letter. See what we can do.
So when would you need to have information back?
As quick as you can get it.
Pardon?
We
work with Brandy here. He'll
if you want to come by the office, we'll help look that up and try to help make contact. And I'll show you what we need to try to acquire to make a safe turnaround. So
their address is
we'll work with you and help you.
I'll give this later.
Anytime Wednesday or Thursday would be fine. Tuesday is going to be kind of busy. Wednesday or Thursday, if that 2 days are good for you, or the next week, following week, just give us a call. Get a business card.
If you can't beat Tennessee, that's kind of rough, though.
You just moved from Michigan, and I just found the rest of that.
Good move.
Ma'am. That's the only information I've got on who owns it.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you
very much.
Okay, Randy.
All right.
What time did we reset the
4 o'clock, I think.
Okay, good.
Rogers Road. This road currently goes off of Willie Oaks Road and connects into Y Highway on the county-maintained section of Rogers. We'll show you in a minute. This is the part they petitioned where it turns off of Willie Oaks. Off of Willie Oaks. It's fairly narrow. It's just pretty much a dirt and gravel pathway, basically.
You're going to have to move highline poles and everything?
Basically, we're going to have some utilities. We're going to have a lot of timber work, basically just reconstructing a roadway if we can acquire the, let me see if we got, we currently have a 30-foot easement, so there's going to have to be right-of-way acquired here or donated.
Basically building a road.
Yeah. When you get out to this end, now you're on to where it connects into the part that Taney County currently maintains. It continues on down the hill is Rogers. This part going back to the right, which I'm turning, is a different name road.
But it's county.
It's county.
Yeah.
But it's...
What is the name of that one?
Come on, Harlan. Kathy, what's the name of that road is?
But it connects directly into Willie Oaks.
It goes right back to Willie Oaks there.
Cook Road.
Cook Road, yes.
I knew it'd come to me. I knew it'd come to me there pretty soon.
Seen the sign, didn't you?
I've seen the sign.
Epiphany.
This one's going to require some survey description type work. Basically, you're almost starting from scratch building a road here. I estimated 25 to 30,000 on this one to accomplish this, and that's just still keeping it a gravel surface. So let's go on to Shore Acres Drive.
Where is Shore Acres State?
Shore Acres Road is over a power site area. This comes off of Shore Road, which is county maintained. This turns and goes back in there. It's a dead end road. Currently has three dwellings on it. I think it's got a couple more lots available than that. I'm not sure how many was platted. This road's a little over 1,000 feet in length. There's places the surface width is, it's kind of got grass growing over, but they have gravel laid out to almost 25 feet. It will require some ditch work, culvert work. The main thing I see on this, it looks like it lacks quite a bit of just being finished. This road's going to require quite a bit of machine work, reshaping, add more aggregate, removing trees that may be on the right of way. That one we're looking right at just in front here, maybe the one on the right. This one, I'm not sure if it had a turnaround platted. I think it did. This one basically I estimated about 15 to 20,000 to get this one up to a reasonable standard. View that one going all the way out or go?
No, building that. We don't need to look at it going back the other way, don't we?
All right. The next one is East Skyview Drive. This roadway here is a short section of roadway that's off of county maintained Skyview Drive.
It rained there all the time?
Pretty much, yeah. It was got to rain on me before I got this one done. Now, the first time I went in here to view this, actually the guy that petitioned this, the road continues on, goes down, goes around a tree. That was him. He actually came out and unhooked the cable. I wasn't going to drive through it.
Well, that's not what I thought at first.
Well,
Tell me again where this is at. Sky?
This is off of Skyview Drive.
Skyline Baptist area. But I'm not seeing Skyview, East Skyview.
If you bring up the map, we'll show you.
Just like Jeff.
You know where Animal Safari Road?
Yes.
It's over pretty close to that.
Type in East Skyview.
It's not in there.
It's not in there.
No,
sorry.
No, I tried that first.
Randy, you just got two homes on this road, and you
currently,
got
yes.
Hefty, you got a pretty hefty price on what's the deal on the price. So.
It's going to require quite a bit of work. There's retaining walls in the easement. There's no ditch line, no culverts in the drives.
It's a half a tenth.
Right away, part of it got 40 and 50 foot, but and then doing some chip seal. I figured trying to solve some of the drainage. Go on north. Keep going. Just pan. Go north. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
Right here.
Right here is the road. They're calling this East Skyview Drive right here. Right here is where the cable portion is. The road continues down here to a big platted cul-de-sac. So there are.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a
lot more money. Okay. Next road, Timber Ridge Court.
Timber Ridge Drive?
Court.
Circle, maybe.
Drive.
Timber Ridge Circle.
I have a drive.
I've got both. I've got a circle, I've got a court, and it may be drive. I don't know. It's one of them. That's the road. This goes off Iowa Colony Road. And basically, this currently has a chip seal surface that's fair to poor. This road's going to have some drainage issues. It did when it was gravel. There's no ditches on the uphill side of this roadway, and it comes down here, and then the water just all runs through and creates ditches right in this area here. No culverts in any of the driveways. Turnaround is just a little bit small. It does have one platted, but it's going to need a little bit of work here to get it out to the size it really needs to be here. Currently has seven dwellings.
So this is what, like 100 yards?
It's not very long, 288 feet, and 10.4% grade. It's just straight down, straight up. I mean, just...
You got
it's all basically hill.
You got a pretty good price tag because of that water issue.
Maybe yes,
because we're going to have to deal with some
drastically
there if we're going to.
It's got existing utilities and different things already there in place. And when you go in and start creating ditches, then now we start running into other problems. And if we take it over, we're going to have some drainage issues. We did solve some of the drainage that was coming off of Isle Colony. We did get some of that solved when we redone that part of the road. So,
how long have those places been in there, Randy?
This one's been here, I don't know, at least 5-6 years or longer. And I'd say since probably mid-2000. Wild Rose Lane. Okay, Wild Rose Lane. This road comes off of J Highway. Dead end road. Currently serves six dwellings. This road's going to need a right-of-way dedicated for it, surveyed out and dedicated. And then it's going to need some grading, shaping. Some widening of the existing roadway.
How much easement does it show on that, Randy?
Doesn't show any. That's the reason I'm saying it's going to have that acquired for it. It just shows it going across property. Basically, the road exists, but there's no dedicated easement for it. That's the part that will have to be, the landowners will have to donate the easement. That's where the survey part comes in, is getting it surveyed, the existing road. And
you mean for them?
For them. And I, at the time we were bidding on this, we talked to one guy that was out there. I mean, they're willing to do that to get the road taken in.
No. I'm familiar with this road. As you go up and you get to right to this point, it takes off in about three or four different directions. There's needed to be a cul-de-sac right there.
Yeah,
there's one forward to the left, and then to the left.
There's another one back to the left.
It goes.
Basically, I went past the first fork and I turned around here.
I wouldn't think that you would go any further than that cul-de-sac right there, because
you've got these amazing driveways. They just went everywhere.
See where the other road's at there?
Yeah.
It just fans off into like a turkey feather and goes to a different home.
Yeah, I pulled it up. It is like five.
Now, one other thing I've seen with this road, down here in the draw, I would have this culvert upsized to a larger size. And I think they would be fine. It looked to me like it had potential of that overtopping or overflowing during a real heavy rain.
Are we going back?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're heading back.
We're going back.
Sorry.
Woodbury Road.
Danny's not there.
Where's Woodbury?
I forgot. I don't know.
I don't get sleepy on it.
There it is,
Dean. Oh, this is off Casey Road. Okay, this road's about a 1,240-foot road. It had a single chip seal, which is pretty much all but gone. This is going to require just grading and adding some aggregate. I'd grade that chip seal up and blend it right in and add more aggregate to this surface.
Rip it up?
Yep. There's not enough left to even size. You wouldn't have to rip it, just grade it, and it'll come. It's thin enough and wore out. Add aggregate to it. The surface is wide enough. Has drainage. Culverts are working. Road's in pretty fair shape, other than that it's kind of a combination old chip seal and gravel.
Got three homes
on it. Basically, that cost is pretty much getting the aggregate and actually putting a chip seal, single chip seal or a double chip seal to get.
As we go down Casey's, how far is it from the city limits?
It goes beyond. This is on down past the city limits, so probably, I want to say...
Quarter.
Yeah, about a quarter, isn't it? Not quite over a quarter. Jack Kincaid's property, which is actually in the center, butts to the lots on one side of this, I believe on the back side. It's that close.
But there's how many houses?
Three currently. But there's, I think, eight or so lots in here.
It's probably not over 300 yards past the city.
It's not very far past
I know where it's at.
Kincaid residence there. So. When you get to the cul-de-sac, we'll go to another road.
Brandon, are you on that road? We just started.
No, I'm on the next one. You want to go back? Let me go back.
If you could.
Old summer breath.
I need a worksheet on some of it.
That's the last one you got, Randolph.
That's a house.
What's the vacant land below?
There's the canyon.
Did you not find it?
It's Denver.
Should have been the rest of
the one. That's it. That's Blackberry. That's it. Charles. No, that's Blackberry.
You need this? I've got one.
Yeah.
Some reason, I'll probably expect it. This one's got a lot. Of,
got 38 homes on it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of homes on it. Now this one.
You want mine?
Okay. Basically, I've got a cost here on this spreadsheet I can utilize, but I just don't have some of the details that you guys have.
Which one are we on? Summerbrook?
Summerbrook.
Summerbrook. When we got there.
Makes me feel fine.
I'm currently right here. Go to the other one, Kathy. There's a different. I videoed that one. There should be a different one there. Yeah, that one's better. I'm currently on Mill Creek Road, which is not a county-maintained road. They didn't petition that particular road. They petitioned this one, which is Summerbrook Lane. Right here, we've got a poor surface. We've got some subgrade issues with this section. This is the first phase and almost getting into the second phase of this roadway here. As you can see to the left, there are some broke-up areas and right in front. And you'll see some areas in the curbing that the subgrade is so rough that it actually raised the curbing up. So it's going to have some sections of curbing that's going to need replaced. All right here, this whole roadway here is, this is the subgrade type black base surface, and it's required to put another layer, another 2-3 inches on here to get it up to the curb so the drainage works. Right now, it lacks that portion.
So the water stays in the road.
And this is the result when that happens.
Where's this at?
This is, if you go up Jefferson, past the fire station, you go down there toward the end of that road, it's off to the left.
Yeah.
It's in Daniels that.
Is there something that we can do that will cause developers to put up a bond big enough to follow up on what they're going to do when they do this to the people?
They do that, but this was, we'd already double, I double checked on that for this very reason. It's all been signed off on a long time ago.
I'm talking about future.
The very thing we talked about a while ago.
Yeah.
Is to prevent this, at least we can come in and finish something. And
how about?
Now, right in here, the surface is pretty decent on this second section.
In the long run, and it certainly cost these taxpayers. I mean, my goodness.
Cost the county a lot of money in the long run.
Now, this cost here is basically doing some repair work and then a cost to finish out the surface here to make the drainage work. That's the estimated cost I've anticipated here.
So you're...
That's what I figured it'd take as far as the distance in the mix at our cost.
These developers come in and start the program, that's good for my soul to do a minimum. And then as soon as it's open, they leave while the rest of that's up and they're gone.
Well, my point is, if we have some restriction or bond that keep them from doing that,
if we require them to put down a bond,
then we'll pay for it and finish the product.
We did.
Need to bond on the plat before the plat can be certified.
Who signed off on it?
Previous.
Commission?
No. Commission don't sign off on them.
Previous what?
Previous P&Z.
We could have, that's something that we need to chat with them, my opinion, that we need to get tougher on. Make them do it right.
Now, does this connect to a county road? I heard you say
this
you come off Mill.
This connects to Mill Creek. Mill Creek connects to Jefferson. Jefferson is county maintained. Right.
Okay, do you hear what he said? I want you to listen to what he said. This is not a connecting road to a county road.
Right.
I don't know whether we have any...
They didn't petition Mill Creek. All they petitioned and all I can review is what they petitioned. And Kathy talked with them basically.
I don't know whether we can consider a road that doesn't continue from a county road that's just out in the middle of county to be a county road without being continuous.
Right. How far,
I think that's...
Now, Jefferson's a county road, right?
Jefferson's a county road.
Don't you think? I think there's...
It's about 200 yards of Mill Creek that you would have to take in to be connected and all county maintained. And it's got some of the same issues as the first portion of Summerbrook.
Is that connected to Mill County Road? But I sure would like to have it.
Is there a way to utilize some of the? Is there a way to utilize some of the HOA funds? I mean, is that a possibility to make an agreement with them? Say,
well, that's what I was thinking. That they surely got one.
There's a couple of these that I bet would be more than willing to do that.
Well, I would be curious as to what kind of levels they have, what amounts they have. What they're collecting on. Because a lot of times the HOA fees is going to include snow removal. Well, if the county takes it over and we do that, then...
You ought to get those fees.
You ought to get those fees, exactly. Or use those, what they have in the accounts to pay for them.
I'm with you.
So,
Randy, we got several other things that's on your list. You're on number 2 out of 15.
We've got about 12 minutes before we have a meeting.
Does that mean schedule between
the rest of this
is just you, or how's that?
Basically, we can schedule another day.
Randy, did you hear him? He said basically all the rest of this we could schedule another day. It's entrance permits, utility permits.
Is there anyone of those in particular, Randy, that we want to hit today, or that you want to hit today? Something that is of dire need?
The only one that I would know would affect it would be, I don't even have that on my.
We've got
But we don't have one here either. So.
No. We don't. Why don't you try to schedule it again with us? Do we have legal next Monday?
Nah, I have no idea.
Why don't you check with next Monday and see if you can add these?
Monday afternoon or Thursday? Yeah. I'd like to go through the rest of these. What?
Some of it may go through fairly quickly. Some of it you may want to discuss a little bit.
Give us time to review these. Road petitions also.
All right.
Maybe have some more questions about certain ones that we're looking at.
We get them all on your list.
Another yawning over there. I just thought maybe you might be getting there.
Blackberry. We didn't do blackberry, did we?
Blackberry? Yes, it was the very first one we did.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, wait, no. We didn't. No. We skipped over because we went to Canyon and Denver for the people that were here.
Okay, well, I've got one that I missed. Do it right quick.
You missed one. What?
I missed one. Petition.
Well, has any of those things been resolved?
Nope.
Well, then.
All the same issues. When you read the review, the road's not changed much. It did get sewer installed, but it'll have turnaround issues.
Blackberry.
Is
the first one on there?
I jumped to one there, but. It's been petitioned and denied and petitioned again.
Where's it at, Randy?
It's off of Spring Creek, over off Paul Creek.
Yeah.
It's one of them roads.
It's over there by your gooseberry.
Gooseberry, yeah. Blackberry.
Gooseberry, blackberry.
Cobbler.
There's a raspberry and a grape and a plum and a Concord. All right there.
You guys are just being crude.
I'm not joking. I'm looking at the street names right now.
We're
there's
not.
Plum, grape, raspberry, gooseberry.
I'm telling you, you're just being fruit.
Love fruit.
Oh, being fruit. I think you said being fruit.
Good.
Randy, thank you.
Let's reschedule
as per recommendation of these guys.
Thanks
for your time today and the video presentations.
Randy, thank you. Dan? Oh, he's on.
He's out of here, man. Yeah. Once again, you're still in session.
Why don't you take those notes by out there?
Hey, Huff and Harlan, thank you guys for all the input you had today.
Oh, I got one thing I do have to like to get done today before you. I got a. This is an easement for Birmingham. You gentlemen to approve the site easement. It's currently working on Birmingham, improving lighting. The reason for this site easement is safety. You can see around the first fragment.
Brent,
mm-hmm.
I would entertain a motion to approve this grant of permanent perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between the county, Eric Braden and Kathy Bearden. Or both Beardens. I said Braden, didn't I?
Eric. Move to accept the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Taney County and Eric and Kathy Bearden.
Second. Discussion?
None.
All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. I'm good with it. Let's get it however many hours that it takes. Today we've left future agendas, procedures, and work session undone. So we need to reschedule that. Mr. Erickson, did you have something we were working on today that we were going to come back to, or...
No, I'm chasing him.
Okay. I would entertain a motion to adjourn for the day. I would second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.